Guys, welcome to Better Bachelor, your front row seat to the end of dating in society as we know it. I am your humble host, Joker, and today we're going to talk about 40-year-old women. They're freaking out again. No shocker. Water is wet. The sun comes up in the morning, and the moon comes up at night. Quality men have walked away. Again. They are still walking away. This is a new survey of a dating coach that surveyed a bunch of women to find out, hey, what it is, what's the issues that you're having in the dating world, so maybe I can help you with that. And come to find out, probably not much she can do, because it is how selective women have become, which we talk about often, and it is the fact that many quality men are either A, snagged up by good quality women for a while, till they decide to divorce them, or B, guys are just like, I know the game, man. Like, I'm down, I got it, and I'm out. And when men stop actively looking for relationships and just live their lives, yes, a few of them might bump into an incredibly good-looking and attractive and funny, wonderful woman that they decide to date. But a lot of men don't, and a lot of men don't look anymore. And so a lot of men say, you know what, I'm okay on my own, so I'm just not even going to look anymore. And women are noticing that. Then when you take on the fact that guys are like, you know something, I'm gonna be like Joker and live in a bus. I'm not going to work out at the gym. I'm not going to go buy fancy clothes and drive a fancy car to try to impress women. Women look at those guys and say, well, his older car, he probably doesn't make much money. Not very successful, not very intelligent. Because, you know, what kind of sharp, smart men live in a bus with a fireplace and a beard and... You know what I mean? Like, they all judge it. They all judge it. They don't stop to realize what makes a good man, what doesn't make a good man. So let me start talking about this. Before we jump into this, if you look at this image that I have, this gal, the blonde on my thumbnail, is 51 years old. So, I mean, many times we guys talk about ladies hitting the wall. For some ladies, that could be 65. For other women, that could be, like, 22. It's not a universal thing. You know, if women take care of themselves, like if you look at this gal, she's got a great physical form, her face pretty, looks like she takes care of herself. Same thing with Elizabeth Hurley here. I grabbed this. This is about her 55th birthday. Look at Elizabeth Hurley here in her teal bathing suit. Like, still great form. Yeah, are there some wrinkles? Sure. But is she still an attractive woman? I know young men that would think either my thumbnail or Elizabeth Hurley is good looking. So it's not that women 40 plus are some magic number. It's that women are so entitled and believe they are such a good catch, they don't try to attract men anymore. They just think like, well, I'm a woman. Of course men have always wanted me. And they don't realize that men both get tired of the games. And also, you need to keep yourself in good shape and look good if you want to attract a quality man. And same thing for the guys. You know, if you let yourself get overweight and you let yourself not grow to 6 feet tall and you let yourself not have a six pack and look like Captain America, you know what I'm saying? It's like everything's just twisted up. So let me before we get started, let me first mention my sponsor, today's video sponsor, me. Guys, you guys have seen the censorship, and if you haven't noticed it yet, it's happening here in the States. It is going to carry through the internet because a lot of things in other cultures base themselves off American politics and American society and all this other stuff. I was in the Philippines, like American actors and Hollywood stars and, you know, all that stuff carries to overseas. So if it happens here, it's coming there eventually. And I set up betterbachelor.locals.com. We're closing in on like pretty soon. If we have another good day like I had the other day, we're going to be at like 10,000 members. And here's the thing. There are mothers that have joined my forum and said, I have two kids and a husband and I worry about my kids. And they want to talk about men's issues in the forums. There are wives that worry about their husbands. There are girls that are struggling to meet good men. And they see men like us. And they say, you guys seem to be good. Like, what am I doing wrong? Like, I love the fact that, and of course, there are us guys, of course, over there, just sharing memes and talking about stories about income and, you know, best ways for our lives. I love it because it's a whole lot of community that's centered around, hey, we love men. We love society the way things were when they were normal before they went crazy. So please join me over there. And also, with everything that's coming up, I have no doubts I'm not here forever on YouTube. I have no doubts. And so someday you're going to just go to watch Joker on Better Bachelor, and it's just the channel's gone. Won't be by me. It'll be by YouTube. And if and same things may happen with Rumble after we've seen what happened to Parler. Same thing may happen to, you know, they're already now talking about coming after Gab because, heaven forbid, they're not one of the mainstream and they want to cut down all competition. So if it's coming. So if you go over there, it may hit me over there. But for now, it's my little corner of the internet and it's kind of safe. And if you don't think it's coming, like these new terms banned under the new house rules. In our own government, you cannot say the words father, mother, son, daughter, brother, sister, uncle, aunt, first cousin, granddaughter, stepfather. Like, these are going. You can't say those anymore. I don't know what words you use instead, but our new house rules, this is what's coming out in our administration. Now, if you think that you're not allowed to talk about these kind of issues, like using the word someone's daughter, do you think I'm going to be allowed to stick around to talk about the things that I see? And one more thing while I'm quickly on this. This is California school instructs third graders to rank themselves according to power and privilege. And this isn't about the politics, guys. Let's face it. First, the teacher told 8- and 9-year-old students in a math class that they live in a dominant culture of white, middle-class, straight, educated, able-bodied Christian men or Christians who created and maintained this culture in order to hold power and stay in power. So if you're anything like me, if you're able-bodied, apparently, if you're Christian, if you're educated, if you're straight, if you're middle class, if you're white, all these, that you're going to be sorted in a pecking order. And guys like me are at the bottom. I will be the first gone. So please join me over on betterbachelor.locals.com. I upload every video that I do here over there. It's free. If you'd like to join in and talk in the forums and answer questions and post things, I did put a little bit of a paywall in there just to make sure that I don't get trolls and just anybody coming to post. You got to have a little skin in the game if you want to talk on my forums. But if you just want to come over and read, please do. I really want to get that up and spinning because I would like to keep my message going out to you guys and not disappear when the hammer comes down. And last, Idiocracy. These are kids in a schoolroom playing musical instruments. But the school's rules are students have to wear masks, so they have a mask on, and they've cut holes in the face of the mask to play the flute and other instruments. Now, what? I mean, this is literally Idiocracy coming to... So you've got a little bit of fabric up here and some over here and two things around your face, so you're technically wearing a mask. It does not cover their mouths or noses, and they're blowing... Like, if you know a flute, and you're holding a flute up like this... You're blowing across it, like you're blowing this way. They have this end, the far end of the flute, taped off. There might be a little tiny air that comes out of there. You're literally spitting across the surface of the flute. This is where we are. But to be politically correct or to follow these weird guidelines, this is the kind of stuff we're doing. Dude, I don't like what? let's look at dating tips. So if you go to Google Trends, this is a screenshot. Google Trends dating tips and things like it over time. And thank you to all the users that send me this stuff and the dating profiles of the day. I'll try to use it as seems fitting. If you look, like back in January of 2004, Google Trends means it's like 100% growth down to like zero where there's no growth. It's called interest over time. And if you go back to 2004, it peaked at 100%. If you come forward all the way to 2020, it is literally like at 2. And it's been hovering above nothing since 2016 or so. Men, now maybe women are looking, but men are not looking for dating tips anymore. You fall into two classes. The guys that have it, they got that magic, they got the right look, they got the game, whatever, and the men that don't. And the men that don't are tired of trying to learn the game, or tired of being in it. So they're doing their own thing. And these are good men. And that brings us to the article here, which is, this is single women over 40 reveal their biggest problems in dating. And this is, you know, it's aged a little bit, but it's still relevant. And this is going back 2 years, which if you go back to the graph, 2 years, yeah, it was just about as miserable as it is now for people trying to date. So they say, I asked a group of 300 single women what their biggest dating problems were what they said might surprise you. And these are over 40. All these women are over 40. Nothing they said will surprise you. Just, you know, it's stuff I talk about all the time. But apparently, according to this website, it's surprising. As a dating coach for single women over 40, one of the first questions I ask a client is, what is your biggest problem in dating? I want to know what they've tried and what their struggles are. Have they dated online? If so, have they had some success? Have they gone to social events? Are they dating the wrong men? Are they unknowingly putting up guards that turn men off? Their answers help me tailor a program that helps them attract their ideal match. Spoiler alert, it doesn't really help. Because that would require women to look at themselves as the heart of the problem. And we know that doesn't happen. I recently asked a group of about 300 single, divorced, and widowed women over 40 what their biggest problems were in dating. I want to see how many struggled with the same issues. Here's what they said, followed by my thoughts on how they might overcome these dating problems and attract their best relationship. Number one. Wait, I better bring up the appropriate shock button. All right. Number one reason, I find very few men attractive in my eyes.
Ding, ding, ding. What do we have for her, Johnny?
Yeah, there's not enough men that are attractive in my eyes. Now, see, if as a man, if I say, I just do not see that many attractive women out there. There's just not women out there I'm attracted in. They'll say, well, then you're being too picky. But if I said, you know, 60 to 65% of all women are overweight and 30% of which are obese and I don't find that attractive, well, I'm shaming big girls. Like, you just need to love a woman for who she is. But when it comes around the other way, guys are like, I don't find them attractive. Like, they're not attractive in my eyes. That's not good for men. But if women say that, I find few men attractive in my eyes, well, men are failing to step up. You see how this works all of a sudden, right? I'm too old to be chasing men and tired of the games. Well, why would you have to chase men? Could it be because men are not chasing you anymore? Maybe that's it. Maybe guys have gotten tired of the game and they're not playing the games anymore and they're not chasing anymore. And so younger women play the games. Younger women get chased by men. They get used to this. So what happens when they get older is they go, you know, I'm tired of the games. Like all these player boys, they just want to sleep with me and not commit. Well, that's what you did to men when you were younger. So why is, well, you're just angry because you're getting older and the same thing's happening to you. And you're too old to chase men? Well, why don't? Why not? You know, men at every age are supposed to chase women. So what, did you chase them when you were younger? I bet you did. I bet you chased those good-looking guys and maybe even betted them and then they didn't commit to you, which was a game, and you see where this goes. I have a hard time finding quality prospects. That's the same as the first one. I find very few men attractive in my eyes, and I struggled to find quality prospects. It's the same thing. And they go into it in a little bit, what a quality prospect is. It used to be a man could provide for a family. He was a good, dedicated, loving man. He was a masculine, strong man. Nope, not anymore. She says, big reason, I struggle with trusting that a guy isn't going to disappear. They eventually all do. You know, men can say the same thing. As a matter of fact, I've said this before in some of my relationships. A lot of women that I've dated all eventually they lost interest and they floated away, only to quickly find out it's like, I just need space. And I just need space. That's really what I need. I need some space. Come to find out, space is a nickname of a guy that's 6'1", with six-pack abs, a full head of hair, and drives a fancy sports car. I guess his nickname is Space, because it seems a lot of women are leaving for space, and they seem to end up with a guy like that. So when it's happening to these women, what they're doing is they're going for the wrong men. Not the good guys, and a lot of you guys, I keep telling you this, you guys are the good guys. You guys aren't the ones playing the games with the women. I know this because a lot of you guys aren't dating. And a lot of you guys kind of have the similar I do. It's like, I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to say that I'm into long term. I'm serious if I just want something casual. But there's a lot of guys that will. And those guys are the players. And they're the ones that these girls go with. And then they get burned and they go, all guys, all men are like this. That's not true. That's not true. I am self-employed and work at home. Therefore, I don't encounter many eligible men in my dating routine. That's a fair enough assessment. Like, hey, I get that one. You know, I live in a bus. If I don't have a, you know, out here in the middle of nowhere, I work here. So I'm not bumping into a bunch of people. But the difference is if I put myself on a dating app, I may get nothing. Women can put themselves on dating apps and still get attention. It's usually not from the cream of the crop, like super awesome guys nicknamed Space, but it's the average guy next door, and that's not good enough for them. Again, because they've already said twice, very few men are attractive and quality prospects. So again, they're hunting for something that is too good for them. Like they're a 5 looking for an 8. And until they readjust this, this is again why men are saying, I'm out, like I'm done with this. I'm not trying, you're being unrealistic. They continue on, it's hard to meet a man who fits my high standards, minimum of a master's degree, in great physical shape as I am, multicultural and ideally multilingual. As a man, I'll say this.
How dare you?
How dare you be so specific and picky? But you notice now, 3 times in all the reasons they're giving, this is the 3rd time. It's hard to meet a man who fits my high standards. A minimum of a master's degree. So a bachelor's 4-year degree or lower, you're out. In great as physical shape as I am. Okay, maybe you look like my thumbnail, Miss Gal, and you're in amazing shape, and you want a guy that looks just like that. So does every other woman. So that guy has a choice of many women. So he says, hey, I am in great physical shape, like you are. Oh, but I don't have a master's degree. Oh, I'm not multicultural. Oh, I'm not multilingual. Well, I guess I'm just going to go bang the hot 28-year-old that just asked me for my number. Oh, well, such a rough life I lead. I'm sorry I can't jump through hoops for you. Next one, American men are biased towards younger women, no matter how bad they themselves look, and I'm not looking to date my grandpa. Okay, are American men biased towards younger women? No. I've been to the Philippines, and I've been to Thailand, and I've been to Ukraine, I've been to Poland, I've been to Europe, I've been in a lot of areas, 30 some odd countries to be, all men like younger women. Why? They keep their bodies. Look, again, going back to my thumbnail, you look at a body like that and just like hide any wrinkles on her face and said, how old she? Most guys would be like, I don't, like between the ages of 35 and 45, like, I don't know, she looks good, right? It's not an age thing. It's that you're an age and you look like crap. And then you put the excuse for why men don't want you on your age. I've said this before, I've met 50-year-olds that look like that thumbnail, that are incredible looking, great personality, wonderful. There are men that are 28 that would date those women that are at 50. But when you say, oh, it's my age, no, it's you hit a wall. You let yourself go. You don't care about yourself. And maybe you are in great physical shape, but many men, women aren't. And when enough men stop looking and just decide to do their own thing or give up on dating because they feel like they don't have a chance, now, again, you're sharing a smaller and smaller and smaller group of good men amongst more and more and more women. And the only people that win in that situation is that small group of men. The women lose, and the large, vast amount of men that aren't able to date, they also lose. And they learn this, and they go, you know what? I'm out. I'll be fine. Like, I'm a little unhappy. I really would have liked a girlfriend. I really would have liked a wife and kids someday, but I'm out. Forget it. I've got to find a way to be happy on my own. And that's what we talk about. That's why we say, fellas, it's not you. It's not you not being tall enough or good looking enough or having a big enough head of hair or whatever. It's their standards are so high, it's becoming impossible for any men to meet them. Yeah, he's tall and really hot, so I slept with him. But I don't want long-term because he's not super educated and rich. He's super educated and rich, but he's not that great looking. So maybe I'd settle with him to be a provider, but I don't want to sleep with him. I'm not attracted to him. So one woman now wants like 4 guys to meet all her needs. It's ridiculous. Lastly, I don't want to date men who haven't figured out what went wrong in their prior relationships. Most men that figured out what went wrong in their prior relationships realize, wasn't me. It wasn't me. She ended up bailing on me for some other guy or something went wrong. And yes, there are guys that do wrong things in relationships. But again, you're taking 100 and shaving off 50 at a time. And I don't, you guys will know this. Some of you know this. There's a mathematical equation where it's like, if you stand 10 feet away from a door and you move halfway towards the door every step, how long will it be until you are at the door? Mathematically, that's forever. Because you go from 100 to 50 and 50 to 25 and 25 to 12 and a half, 12 and a half to 6 1/4 and 6 1/4 to 3 1/8. And three. You never get there. That's what these women are doing. They're doing 100% of men. I lop off this amount and I lop off this amount. And they keep making their choices so small. There's nothing left, ladies. There's nothing left. And we guys know this. So when I do videos like this, it's two part to number one, talk about the hypocrisy and how ridiculous women are in their choices and thinking they're going to find the perfect man. And the other 99.9% of my messages to you guys going, dude, this is why we're leaving. This is why we're just taking care of ourselves. This is why we're happy alone, because we're not going to play the games. It's an unwinnable game. Well, you guys have said it before, war games. After the simulation during the movie War Games, the computer realizes that guess the only way to win is to not play the game. And more men are doing this. Again, look at the dating trends. They're falling through the floor. I have articles you guys have sent me about like Japan and the United States and all these other Norwegian countries that are like, we're gonna lose our, like, we're already in a negative growth cycle here. There's not gonna be enough people in another 100 or 200 years. This is what's gonna happen. Only when everything crashes and burns to the ground is it gonna go in a different direction. And it's a long way down to the bottom, I'm telling you. So the other reasons, I'm geographically undesirable. A lot of men don't want a woman with a few extra pounds. They don't know what they're missing. All right, I'll play that game. A lot of women want tall men. Well, I'm a short guy and they don't know what they're missing. I can build an engine from scratch, but I don't have a degree. They don't know what they're missing. Guy can say, I make 300 grand a year selling popsicles. And I'm an idiot, and I'm missing a tooth. But they don't know what they're missing. You can say that for anything. No, a woman with a few extra pounds, that's 65% of all women today. So you're taking, and men usually like healthy, thin, nicely formed women. So you're taking 90, 80% of men that want 30, 20% of women. And you guys, I know some of you guys out there say, hey, I like a little bit. I like a girl with a little bit more on her, and I like the curves and all that stuff. That's awesome, because you guys have a bigger selection than you've ever had in the history of mankind. But the bad news is, they still don't want you. That's the way it is. Another one says, I find the opposite. The men I meet like fuller figures. So the thin girls are complaining because the guys want the big girls, and the big girls are complaining because the guys want the thin girls. I can't find a man who will spend time to let a relationship grow. Those are the bad boys that just hit it and quit it. I can't find men who want more than a casual date or hookup and don't act desperate. Okay, so there's the two, right? The hookup guys, the guys that have a pretty good game together, they're the casual date or hookup guys. They do not want long-term because they don't have to promise themselves to a woman to get the bedroom fun. So they don't lock it down. And the other one they say, and who don't act desperate. Who acts desperate? Needy guys, and there's a lot of needy guys right now that still are like, oh my God, I want a woman. I want intimacy. I want the bedroom. I want love. I want my partner. I want my best friend in life. You know, the guys that watch too many like Hallmark movie specials where it's like this some bad romance movie. Like, good men are not either one of those. Good men are not hookup cat. Well, let me correct that. Good guys, like good men can be casual and hookup guys. The difference is they say that up front. They say, I'm not going to sleep with you and I'm not going to date you if you want something serious and I want something casual. Those guys are doing it right. The guys that lie, like, I'm all into a long-term relationship with you, and then they hit it and they quit it, those guys are just as bad. I don't give those guys a pass. Honesty, you got to be honest, because otherwise, if you're lying, you're just as bad as the women that lied to you and the women that cheated on you. Like, you got to be a better person. At least someone has to take the high ground, and I hope that's you guys. But as a guy, I'd say, look, if I'm only into casual, I'm going to say that. And if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. But there's also so many men that are desperate, that have been told, if you make a good income and you're a nice guy and a good man and you're faithful and you do the right things, you can find a woman. And a lot of guys out there are desperate. They think they're missing out on something and they don't realize they can be just as happy, if not more so, alone. And the last one, if I do find someone I'm attracted to, he's usually not attracted to me. Right, because you're chasing after superstar, that guy named Space, nicknamed Space, that drives around the fancy car that all the girls chase after. He's not attracted to you because you're not worthy of him. You're not good enough for him. And that's going to happen too. So she goes down here and she says, let's analyze the results. And basically, guys, it is your fault. So let me, I wasn't going to read these answers, but let me read these because some of these are just ridiculous. Okay, so she says, let's analyze the results. Single women over 40 struggling to attract a man who doesn't play games and doesn't just want bedroom fun or casual hookup. When you burn a man enough times, all he wants is just something casual. You girls do it to yourselves. This is a common complaint from women. Is it that women don't want bedroom fun at this age? Nope. Most women want intimacy as much as men do, but when a man rushes the bedroom, women often feel objectified. Yes, it is men. You are objectifying women. It's all your fault, guys. Not the magazine ads, not the commercials, not the OnlyFans, not the big girls in the little tiny bikinis saying, respect me and love my body for who I am. No, it is you men that are objectifying these women. Or it could secretly be other women. Men don't objectify women nearly to the degree that they objectify themselves. And, as you know, 7 million to a boom of almost 90 million OnlyFans accounts of women posting videos online and photos online to earn money. Now you say, well, that's men objectifying women. I say that's women allowing themselves and putting themselves out there to be objectified by men. They say they want to be appreciated for more than their bodies. Well, that is easy to do because a lot of you ladies, your bodies are horrible. And guys too, let me be fair. I've got 15, 20 pounds to lose. Listen, you hear it out of my mouth though. I'd like to lose 15 or 20 pounds to be where I'd like. You know what I don't do? How dare you?
How dare you?
Not appreciate my beautiful curves and my big, bold body. I'm a BBW, a big BBM. I'm a BBM, a big, beautiful man. No, you women are like, you have to accept me, love me at my best. Well, your best isn't that good, trust me. So guys, this is the message to you guys. Please pay attention more to the boobs and the butt, or more than the boobs and the butt, the other B, the brain. It is just as important, especially as you're getting to know a woman. Well, number one, if you look at many of my profiles of the day, the brain is horrible. There's some really bad brains. Like there's nothing attractive. And then what do women do? They're posting their bodies. They post images of their bodies. They're masking their faces with filters and all this stuff because when a guy sees that, it's like, there's nothing to pay attention to. I mean, you guys go back and look at my last 20 videos. There's almost always something in there where the girl's showing her cleavage or showing her butt. And I get showing your body, like here's me in a shirt so you can see like that I'm not, you know, overweight or too skinny. I get that. But when you're standing there like leaned over or you're holding the camera, like women are having to get rid of all the double chins now, the arm length selfie isn't working. Women are like putting these on poles and like extending them till they're 30 feet above them so they can lift their chin enough, high enough to get rid of the double rolls. I mean, and what's in that? Your face and some cleavage. This is not men. You know, putting it, and the other thing is too, is women are not saying what they're worth. You don't look at a profile and a woman's like, I've got a PhD, I'm sweet, I'm nice. Some of them do. I mean, there's a lot of good dating profiles out there, but a lot of them are, hey, look at me. What are you bringing to the table? All a guy's got to work with it there is a woman's body. There is no personality there. Women need to develop their personalities and maybe be a little bit more modest. It says, in terms of attraction, when you connect deeply at this level, attraction can grow. So stop looking for super hot chemistry and butterflies when you first meet. Well, that's a great idea. Are you talking to the men or the women? It's not likely to happen like that at this age. And on the rare occasion when it does, the relationship is usually based on nothing more than lust. Would you rather crash and burn or have a slow sizzle that bursts into hot flames over time? You know who she's talking to there, right there? Men. because she started and mentioned men and she didn't say anything different about women. So guys, stop looking for super hot chemistry and butterflies when you first meet. Is that where she's going with this? It's unclear, but I'll tell you something. It's the women that always run off and think that they find something better because, oh, the butterflies are gone, or I met this super hot guy and they sleep with him and have fun with him and then he bounces on him. They're like, oh, what happened? What do you think happened? You chased butterflies instead of sticking by a guy that had your back. Number two, single women over 40 want to know why older men seem to only like women half their age. She says, I get it. Youth is attractive. That's why people drop billions of dollars a year on a quest for everlasting youth through makeup, beauty treatments, Botox, and facelifts. And some older men want much younger women. Is it? It's good for the ego. Oh, that's why, because it's men's egos. Couldn't be for any other reason. It's your fault again, man. Your ego. Maybe the bedroom fun is hot, but do all older men want younger women? Nah. Anyone looking for a true connection is more likely to find it with someone closer to their age. Ladies, you can't do anything about the men who don't want a midlife crisis, Barbie doll. Ignore those men and seek out guys who want a relationship with someone they can relate to. Those men are out there, truly. So me at 48 years old, single, not married, enjoying my best life, making a good income. How well do I relate with somebody that is younger, that's out there having fun, single, no kids, having a good time? I'd say there's a lot of commonality there, except for their age. I want a good time. I want like nice, easy evenings and spend a great time with a great girl. That would be like a criteria, right? What does someone near my age have? Most of the time they have attitude towards men. They have 40 or 50 pounds more than, you know, that I want on them. They're coming with baggage. They got kids. They got divorces. They got an ex. That's too much. The girl that's closer to someone like me is the girl that's, you know, late 20-somethings, 30-somethings, that doesn't have kids, that hasn't been married, that doesn't hold on to a lot of problems. You know what I mean? Let's see what else we've got. Women are tired of men who still want, who are still in love with or hateful towards their exes. They want men to take on responsibility for their share in a failed relationship. Women are tired of men who are still in love with or hateful towards their exes. Well, why would they be? If a man wasn't happy in a relationship, he'd say, you know something, I'm ready to move on. I think this is kind of done. I think I'm going to move on. Is that a man that's in love with his ex? No, he's moved on. Is that a man that's hateful towards his ex? No, he's moved on. Then why would so many men be angry or still in love with their exes? The only way this reads to me is their exes left them when the man was still in love and the ex just said, I'm tired of you and I'm moving to something new, and the ex leaves him. That's a man that's still going to be in love with her. Or the ex cheats or lies or manipulates or does something awful to the man, and then that man's going to hate her. The one leaving, the one walking away, rarely is the one that has leftover bad emotions. It's usually the one left behind. So if so many men have these hangups and these problems, I might even say it's because the women are giving it to them. It's because women are making men feel like this, that men feel like they're hurt, men feel like they're betrayed, men feel like they're being walked away from a woman that loves them. Yeah, they're going to hang on to that. That doesn't just go away. As a matter of fact, most of you men sitting here watching my channel are here because of that. I'm always pointing to the screen I read off of, but when I edit, it's over here. Men are here because of this, because you make them angry and upset, and they don't know how to get over the love that they had that left them for no reason. Don't put that on men. Put it on women that are making bad feel awful. Some women are insecure about their bodies and think men only want a certain body type. I got news for you. Men only usually want a certain body type. If a man likes a thinner woman, he doesn't want a big woman. If a man likes a big woman, he thinks a thinner woman needs to eat more sandwiches. He's not into her. If a guy likes an athletic woman, he's not going to like a non-athletic woman. If a guy's fine with a girl that's just a homebody, that's kind of a mousy look. I know guys out there that are like, man, I like the mousy look girl. The girl that's cute with the glasses, that kind of sits on her computer and is just kind of quiet. And then there's other dudes like, man, I want the one that looks like a super. Like, men have choices too. But what are we told instead of following our choices? Men, stop being so unreasonable and just enjoy women. Don't be so picky. Like, are you nuts? Some women are insecure about their bodies, think men only want a certain type. Guys, again, she's talking to the men. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe there's a lid for every pot, a body type for every guy. Some men like thin women, some like curvier figures. The men I've spoken to care less about how much a woman weighs and more about how much a woman loves her body. They want someone who rocks what she's got. No, 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 no. That attitude is the wrong attitude. You go, girl. You carry your 400 pounds or what is it? I don't know the stones. I think it's 15 stones per 1 pound, something like that. Girl, you carry your, you know, 20 stone or your 400 pounds or your 200 kilograms around. Like, you own it. Men will find that attraction or attractive. No. No, no. The vast, 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 vast majority don't, unless they have some weird fetish, unless they have something weird. They want someone who rocks what she's got. So if you're a larger woman, take good care of your body and flaunt it, sister. Somebody will love you for the way you are. No. Mm-mm. Sorry. That's just not true. That's what's getting women in the problems that they're getting into. Because they're like, oh, yeah, I'm a big girl, but I flaunt and I got what I want and you better love it. Oh, would you date a guy in the same shape as you? No, I don't like big guys. I want guys with six packs and abs and get the F out of here. Who are you kidding? Are you nuts? You can't have it both ways. You can't say men. And as a matter of fact, I'll say men are more forgiving on the body than women are. Because I've dated a girl that was 115 pounds, 120 pounds, and she gets up to be 135. And usually they like gain it in the chest and the hips and the butt. And guys are like, eh, tummy's still kind of flat. I'm good. Like, you just have a little bit more in the bra and a little bit more in the pants, but it's in good places that I like to see. Where do men carry it? You know, if men gained weight on their shoulders and their chest, but they still retained a six pack, women would be like, I don't care if he gains 20 extra pounds. Where do most men carry their weight? Around their belly and around their love handles. And, you know, and on the top of their butt. That's just the way it goes. But that's unattractive, you see. So to say it's men being too choosy, no, I'm saying women are letting themselves go too far. They're rocking it like they got it, and you just don't. That's just all there is to it. I did a video on how nature tells men what to select. It's like three, maybe two, three, four months ago. It's sorry, ladies, size matters. That's the name of the video, and I even remember it. Sorry, ladies, size does matter, and you can't just say, well, this is who I am, and you better love it. And last, some women have a long list of requirements like high level of education, multinational travel, and mastery of multiple languages. Ladies, ditch your unrealistic lists. A man who never graduated college might be brilliant, like Steve Jobs. I know many really smart people, including my son, who don't have high degrees, and many people with a PhD or MD whose intelligence I don't respect. Look beyond degrees and discover whether the person you're dating has character integrity. I'd go so far as to say money, too. You know, a guy that doesn't have a lot of money, he knows how to live close to the ground. He doesn't need a lot that's fancy. He knows how to get by. That guy is not a bad guy, because if he comes into money, he's usually the guy that's not going to go nuts with it. He's still going to live pretty close to the ground because he appreciates it and he will hold on to it. The guy's flashing all the money, they'll run out of it and they never have it anymore. All right, and last I have we're going to get to the dating profile in just a sec here. Last I have, this is an actual letter written on Reddit. I think this is Reddit. Maybe it was Facebook. And this is a real world case of what I was just talking about. Should I freeze my eggs or just let life happen naturally? I'm 36, female, living in an era where I can't find a good partner that turns into something meaningful like marriage. My last relationship of 2 years ended in April. I ended it because him at 43 didn't have any urgency of marriage or children. He barely could pay his rent and he was trying to figure out what he wanted to do in life. Needless to say, I was wasting my time. Yes, you were. Why were you with him? Why did you start dating him? Why would you not make it clear up front, I'm interested in marriage, I'm interested in children, and this is what I'm into. Are you into that? If the guy says, yeah, and then he lies, that's not on you. That's not on you. But if he didn't, why are you with him? Now I'm back to dating, and as I expected, it's the same BS issues like before in my earlier days of dating in my 20s. Guys playing games, playing with my emotions, such as no commitment after 2, 3, 5, 6 months of dating, I continue to waste more time. That's not on the guys. That's on you. That's on the woman that doesn't make the rules of the relationship clear. You do not get to sleep with me unless we're committed. You do not get to sleep with me unless you're monogamous with me. You do not get to sleep with me unless you promise yourself to me. Set that up. Now, if a guy lies and he did wrong, that's on him. And some guys will lie. And you just have to learn about red flags and trying to weed those guys out. But for the rest of the guys, guys that aren't players, guys would be like, okay, I'm in. But what happens? She's only picking the players. She's only picking the guys that have a lot of options. So of course they're not going to settle for her. They've got better deals. They're just having fun with you. She says, I'm almost 37 and single AF. Single as F. I'm running out of time. We talk about this all the time. Well, now, what is she running out of time for? The wall? Having kids? Yeah, the odds go down a lot in the 40s for women. I have always wanted a family with traditional values. Okay, then why didn't you date with traditional values? Why didn't you meet a man and not sleep with him and make him promise to marry you? Then you get married and then you have children. That's traditional values. That's not what you're doing. Sounds like you've been dating and sleeping around for 37, well, not 37 years, but since whatever date you got started, let's say 18, for 18 years, you've just been, that's not traditional. And I'm not saying that traditional is right. It's not right for a lot of people. Someone like me, I'm not going to get married before I ever bed a woman. I'm never getting married again. But for some people, you claim to be traditional values and you want a family, but you're not living that lifestyle. They're not understanding. It's in their own head where they're having these problems. That's not a guy problem. That's a you problem. I want the white picket fence in the countryside, but honestly, I think I'm too old now for men to even have to invest time in me. Okay, if you wanted a house in the picket fence in the countryside, why did you not work and buy your house in the picket fence in the countryside? Why not? If I want a picket fence house in the countryside, I have to go buy it or build it. Why? Because I'm a dude. As a woman can do that. So why is she waiting for a man to provide it? If that's really important to you, you never wait for anyone in this world to provide for you, man or woman. You go get it yourself. I recently dated a guy for 2 months, and after I asked him if we could be in a relationship, this is my... Oh, do I have it? Let me get it back here. Sorry. Button.
Ding, ding, ding! What do we have for her, Johnny?
I recently dated a guy for 2 months, and after I asked him if we could be in a relationship, he pretty much yelled at me and said, I'm cornering him, and there's no future if I need an answer. You're chasing Chads. You're chasing popular guys that want nothing to do with you other than an easy time in the bedroom and someone to hang out with. How about this? I recently asked a guy if we could be in a relationship, and he said no. So I moved on. No time wasted. I recently asked a guy if he would like to be in a relationship after a couple of dates, and he said yes. So I expressed that I would like to someday be married in quick order because of my age, would like to be married and have a family. And he said yes. Problem solved. He said no. Good. I only wasted 3 dates. But what'd she do? She waits 2 months dating a guy and then asks for the relationship. But you're going to say it's his fault. That's on you. That is on you. And he sounds like an a-hole. So your picker's bad. Because I don't know any guy that would yell at you and freak out if they're a good guy. They'd be like, we're on the same page. Like, we should have talked about this. I'm not interested in that. Now, if that's yelling and freaking out, then you got an issue. And then anyways, I'm just fed up, tired of men and their commitment issues. I just want to make peace with my life and live it how God intended it to be. Give me a break. It's always the men's fault. All of this, everything. I'm single because men, they don't accept me. Men aren't good enough. Men have seen the game and they're saying, no. You can live in that world. You do that, ladies, but I'm not having any part of that. You are nuts if you think you're going to be able to put the blame of society and dating woes on me, because I'm a good guy and a lot of you guys are out there and good guys. And what are your responses? Dude, I can't find a date to save my life. I can't find a sane woman to save my life. I can't find a woman that doesn't want to bail out to save my life. I can't find a cheating woman or a woman that won't cheat to save my life. I can't find a smart, intelligent woman to save my life. So what do? We get out of the game. Congratulations, the insane women have chased the sane men out of the market. Now it is time for the dating profile of the day. I have 3 for you, gentlemen. Thank you all for sending these in to me. You can send them in to me on my Instagram. which I leave up here like before and after the segments, and it's in the links down below. And you can send them to me at my Gmail, and best place to put them up. Guys are like contributing now over on betterbachelor.locals.com. A lot of you guys are starting to post your own profiles of the day. I'll steal some from there because there's 280,000 like subscribers over here and like 10,000 over there. So I'm going to steal it from there and put it over here so you guys can enjoy it. But the forums are awesome. I'm telling you, join me over there. You'll enjoy it. This gal is 22. She is, you know, a little bit on the bigger side. She says, don't swipe right if you're not going to have a conversation. You know, a lot of... What? It's not men that don't... It's women that give the one answer. Hey, how was your day? Good. So, what do you got plans for the weekend? Nothing. That's basically every woman on a dating app. Whatever happened to the real gentleman in the world who used to respect women? Stop using us. The real men are not on Tinder or Bumble or any of these dating apps. The real men are not going out on dates with women like you. And when you read the rest of the profile, you'll see what I'm talking about. The real men are not using you. You're not dating real men. You're not, those aren't the ones you're with. Your picker, your man picker has gone bad. I enjoy weed, so if that bothers you, I'm not sorry. Scorpio, there's a, right there. That is a warning sign, gentlemen. Scorpio, that is a warning sign, seriously. If they put their birth sign stuff in there, that is irrelevant to anything of a person's personality or attitude or lifestyle. No, but if they put it in there, that means it's important to them. That is a warning sign. Halloween baby, I don't know what that means, but that's just a warning sign because it's weird. Hopeless romantic, that's a warning sign. Homebody introvert, that's fine. I'm outgoing for the right person, but good luck in gaining my trust. Oh, where's my button here? Jump overboard. Good luck in gaining my trust. Looking for a stone mate. All right, next. 48. I need a bigger soundboard here, I'm telling you. 48.
Was she a great big fat person?
My kids are my world, shortly followed by my dogs. If you're happy coming in behind them, then we will hit it off. I literally said this in a video the other day. If she's got kids and the family pet, you come in behind all of that. This woman just literally said that. She's 48 and you come last. I'm independent. I don't need a man, but I want one. Big difference. I'm down to earth with morals. If you are looking for one night stand, please keep swiping, please. Humor is an absolute must for me, so make me laugh. Make me laugh, Joker boy. Make me laugh. Entertain me. Entertain me. It's not my job to make you laugh. I'll bring a mirror. How's that? Are there any normal, genuine guys around? Yes. And either you don't pick them or they don't want you. Last one. I'm 23. And it's a photo of her holding her belly. I'm pregnant AF. I am very pregnant. Trying to find the baby daddy. Not trying to be with the baby daddy. Not trying to make things work with the baby daddy. I'm trying to find the baby daddy. To be honest, I'm just waiting to see what color it comes out as. What? Pregnant, trying to find out who the baby daddy is. I don't know what color it comes out as. Now, we know that that means she's probably had multiple flavors of men with her at 23 years old with no protection. And you're on a dating app. Now, what kind of men would she date? Would it be bachelor number one? The steady, intelligent, good, popular, successful guy with a lot of money? Will it be bachelor number two, the nerdy guy that's maybe working down at the construction site who likes to play video games all day but wants to secretly or get married and have a great family someday as he gets older? Or the last bachelor number C or three, whether I was using alphabet or numbers. Bachelor number three, the guy that will just bang her and then walk out the door. Simon says, door number three. Of course it's going to be. And then she's going to say, but men just use me. There's only going to be one kind of guy that gets with you, gal. Sorry. And again, I laugh about this. I have a joke about it. This gal's got hard times coming. These ladies need to get it straight. You guys need to make sure that you're not getting a girl in this situation. Because then your responsibility is to be a dad and to raise that child well. But the problem is that a lot of these women will chase good men like that out of their lives and just take the child support paycheck so they can keep living awfully. She got 23, man. Hard times ahead. Hard times ahead. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, you know what to do. Hit the like button. I would appreciate it if you did. Smash that like button. That's a great way to just give me a little like a tip. Just the tip. Put in a little tip on that like button and give me a little love. It's free. Helps other people find my channel. The rest of you, you can go to like, comment, share, subscribe. Go to my links down below and join me over on betterbachelor.locals.com. Guys, that's it for me. This is Joker. And remember, ladies, you're bringing it on yourself. You can keep blaming men as long as you want to. This is a problem you have created for yourself. And the good men and the smart men just aren't having anything to do with it anymore.